shoot!
Look out, man!
That one was in the air, and the next one won't be. Now stop or I'll shoot!
Don't do it!
Ah!
Hey!
Oh, kid, what's happening?
All right, let me through. All right, stand aside here. Let me through. You're not a doctor, are you?
I'm a friend.
All right, get away from him.
Yeah, anything you say, officer. Looks like you're gonna have to shoot him again, don't it? He ain't dead yet.
Theater 5 presents Mr. Alan Alda and Mr. Frederick O'Neill in A Bad Day's Work.
Dinner's getting cold. How come you're so late?
I had to go back to the precinct house for a while. I had some, There was trouble. Listen, you want to fix me a drink?
Oh, honey, I don't think you've got time for a drink. I told you, dinner's already cold.
So let it freeze.
Well, what's the matter with you?
Look, Claudia, I want a drink, that's all. That's such a big thing. Fix me a drink, will you, when I get this lousy uniform off.
Lousy uniform?
Now make it strong. Boy, has this been a day.
Okay, it's, it's only, you know, a kind of a mixed-up casserole. I can heat it up. Make it a little crusty on top, but, you want soda?
Yeah, not too much.
What happened?
Look, I spent the afternoon telling Lieutenant Day what happened. 1,000 times I told him. You want me to go over it all again for you now?
Here's your drink.
Don't you want one?
I didn't have a bad day. They shouldn't have assigned a rookie to Harlem. Now, I said that right from the start. They should
have... Now, what's Harlem got to do with it? I mean, what's wrong with Harlem?
Well,
is Harlem any worse than Central Park, maybe, or the subways, or the Village? If you have to shoot a man, you have to shoot him, no matter what beat you're walking.
Oh, Mike, you didn't.
Yes, I did. I mean, what do you think they give me this gun for, anyway? Ballast?
Did you have to, Mike?
Yes, the way I saw it, I had to.
Oh, Mike, I'm sorry. Was it a colored man?
Yes. Just a kid, actually. Couldn't have been more than 18 or 19.
Oh.
Nice-looking boy.
Is he dead?
Critical. He could die, all right. Look, the kid snatched an old lady's purse and took off. Right under my nose he snatched it. What was I supposed to do, look the other way? The purse had 63 cents in it.
Oh, Mike. Was it such a terrible crime as all that? I mean, was it bad enough for shooting?
Oh, don't start that. I did it by the book, exactly by the book, the way they taught me. I warned the kid. I fired once over his head. I warned him again, and then I shot him. And what do you think they teach us that stuff for anyway, if it's not for real?
I'm sorry.
I only meant to wing him. I was running. See, I guess I aimed a little bit too much to the left. It caught him just under the right shoulder blade. What was I supposed to do? Let him get away?
Look, you want to eat now? I guess it's not too cold.
I want another drink. I don't know. I don't think I can swallow anything solid. I'll fix myself another one of these, and then I'll...
Mike, it's a rock. Somebody threw a rock through the window.
Get down. Get on the floor. Get in behind the couch. I'll get the lights.
Mike, I can't see anything.
Neither can they.
Neither can who?
I don't know. I don't know for sure yet. I'll see if I can find out. Friends of the kid I shot, I guess. That's what it looks like, anyway.
Shouldn't you stay away from the windows?
I'll have to call the precinct. Maybe Lieutenant Day's still there.
Oh, Mike!
Don't! If you wouldn't keep moving the furniture around...
Oh, sorry.
Strike a match. I can't see the dial.
Why don't you just get the operator? When you want the police, all
you
have to do is just...
Will you strike a match, like I said?
Okay.
All right, blow it out. Come on. So, answer it, will you? Hello, Lieutenant. Mike Sanders here. Look, there's... Yeah, well, you said to let you know if... Lieutenant, Lieutenant, there's like a mob out front of my house that just threw a rock through the window. Well, I don't know, it must be 10 or 15. It's hard to tell. Okay, Lieutenant, yes. And you might tell them not to take too long, either. I don't know what these punks are going to do when they get tired of throwing rocks.
Well?
The Lieutenant's going to send some of the riot squad boys over to get us out. Did you ever hear of the Oceanside Hotel?
In New York? No.
Neither did I. Lieutenant Day said he'd fix us up with a room there for tonight. Some hotel. I know convicted felons with better accommodations. A real sport, that Lieutenant Day.
No, it's all right, Mike. Hey, did anybody get hurt when they came into the house?
No, I don't think so. Riley fired a couple of times, but into the air, he said.
You brought your gun, didn't you, Mike?
Yeah, Riley told me to.
Well, take it off, will you?
Okay. I think I'll see if I can get them to issue me a new one. You know? Like it was the gun that killed the kid instead of me.
Oh, don't brood, Mike, huh?
I need a drink.
I wish you wouldn't.
Oh, for the... Come on, for Pete's sake, Claudia. If you're going to be a... You're going to turn it...
Mike.
Get into the bathroom.
Why?
Get out of the line of fire, just in case.
Mike.
I get into the bathroom.
Okay.
Who's there?
It's Dave. Open up.
You and the missus fixed up all right,
Sanders? Yeah, sure, Lieutenant Day. Come in, Yeah, but we haven't checked the mattress yet.
Well, the presidential suite at the Ritz wasn't available.
You can come out, Claudia. Claudia, this is Lieutenant Day, my wife, Lieutenant.
How do you
Evening,
do?
Evening, Mrs. Sanders. Sanders, did you recognize anybody in that mob you had out at your place?
Well, no, sir. The light outside wasn't very good, you know.
Okay. Incidentally, we identified the boy you shot. Name of Eddie Brock, 18, high school dropout. No police record, but buddy-buddy with a lot of punks who do have records.
How is he, Lieutenant?
Critical. Well, his old man's the one we've got to worry about.
How's that?
The Reverend Nelson Brock, a minister in Harlem and pretty important up there. He could make trouble for us.
Well, but I mean, Lieutenant, the kid did snatch a purse. No matter who his father was, he was hanging onto it for dear life when I got to him. Doesn't matter what else they say, you know. I mean, he was...
Now, that'll be for me. Day speaking. I see. Who've you got on it? That sounds okay. How about the kid? Oh? When? Okay, Sergeant. I'll be back there in 10, 15 minutes.
Is the boy all right, Lieutenant?
There's a real all-out type riot building up around there. Storefront smashed, looting all the rest.
Well, the boy, Lieutenant.
Less than 10 minutes and already they're tearing Harlem apart. The boy's dead, Sanders.
What are you going to do? You're just going to pace up and down that way all night?
Maybe. Where's the phone book?
Oh, in the drawer of that night table there by the bed, I think. Who are you going to call?
Nobody.
Well, then, what do you want?
I'm going out.
Out?
Out. You'll be all right here for a while.
Well, where are you going? No, I'm going with
you.
No,
you're not. No, you're staying right here.
No, well, tell me where you're going.
All right. To see this man, Brock, the kid's father.
Oh, Mike. No, you can't.
I've got to.
No, please, no.
Look, I don't expect you to understand how I feel, Claudia. Just please try to accept it. Can't you do that?
All right. Well, if you feel you have to, then I guess you won't be long, will you?
It's hard to tell.
Well, I don't know whether I can take it or not, just sitting here.
All right, look, I'm sorry, honey. I'm sorry. I'll make it as fast as I can.
All right. It's in Harlem, isn't it?
Yeah, that's right.
Then you're going to take your gun, aren't you?
Oh, I don't think so. I won't need it.
Oh, Mike, they're rioting up there. Lieutenant Day said so.
Will you feel better if I take it?
I will, yes.
Okay. I don't like the way the thing feels anymore.
I'm sorry, I don't want to see anyone tonight.
Look, I won't keep you long, Mr. Brock. I just, it's important to me.
Well, I'm mourning the death of my son. He was killed today.
Mr. Brock, my name is Mike Sanders. Patrolman Sanders, I'm the man who shot your son.
Oh? Oh, well, you'd better come in.
Thank you.
What do you want from me?
I don't know. I know how it's going to sound if I say I'm sorry.
Yes, yes.
Look, I never took a human life before, Mr. Brock. I took all that target practice, and I was pretty good at it, and I got a kick out of it, I admit it. But I just never connected it with shooting at somebody.
If you come here expecting some word of comfort from me, well, I'm afraid I'll have to disappoint
you.
No,
it isn't that, Mr. Brock. I just...
Yes, I'm a minister of the gospel, but I'm not a saint, Mr. Sanders. I must not allow hatred and the wish for vengeance to enter my heart, but there's an awful lot of human weakness at work there, Mr. Sanders. It just sees you as the man that killed my boy.
No, you don't understand. I didn't come here begging for forgiveness or expecting to be welcomed or comforted or any of that.
Then why did you come? What, to comfort me?
Maybe. I don't know. It's...
Look, I have my faith to comfort me, my conviction that no man is alone as long as he knows where to look for God. Now, maybe that's where you ought to look, Mr. Sanders, instead of here.
Look, one thing I've got to say. I don't actually feel guilty. I'm sorry, sure. But not guilty like a man who's done a real wrong thing.
My son was a thief. Is that what you're trying to say?
No. Your son was a boy. A scared boy. I know that now. What I did was as an officer of the law. And I was trained to do it. It's what I'm for, don't you see?
Look, if you can't even tell me why you're here, Mr. Sanders.
Look, I've got this... I don't know. It's an empty feeling. I regret is the word, I guess. I'm part of the system, but I'm not sure that I like the system much. Not right now.
All right, then. If that's all...
Okay. I just wanted to offer you my sympathy, I guess. Whether you want it or not. Maybe I shouldn't have. You hear that?
That crowd outside? Yes. I expect they know you're up here. Mr. Sanders, I think you'd better stay away from that window there.
No.
Close the window, Mr. Sanders. Close it. Don't you realize?
I want to listen. I want to hear what they're saying. It's my wife. It's Claudia. It's my wife.
Let me see. You've got her, Mr. Sanders. That's Tucky Anderson holding her there. And the Weaver boy. They were Eddie's friends. They've got your wife.
Claudia, what are you doing here?
Please get back from that window.
But she's...
Hey, Sanders. You want to come on down here with us? Or you want to watch them up there where it's safe?
I'll show you.
Like your wife says, Mr. Sanders, stay where you are. Those boys will make mincemeat of both you and your wife if you go down there now. You got your gun with you?
No.
Look at that bulge under your coat.
All right. So I've got it. So what?
Well, so you may have to use it again. Go to the window and show it to those boys. Show them you've got it. Tell them you'll use it. They know you can now, don't they? Tell them to let your wife go. Well, aren't you going to do it, Mr. Sanders? Are you afraid?
Afraid? No. Well, not to show myself anyway. I think I'm scared of the gun.
Oh, just fire over their heads. You don't have to hit anybody. Just frighten them, you know.
Let the woman go! You see the gun, let the woman go!
You'll have to fire. Just frighten them, Mr. Sanders. Go ahead. Go ahead.
I can't. I can't pull the trigger.
All right, give me that gun.
Let it go or what, Sanders?
Get back. Get back. Let me talk to them.
You down there! You so-called friends of my son. I want to talk to you. I've got a right. You all friends of my son, my boy Eddie. That is, you say you were. He spent his time with you on the street corners, and you taught him what he knew. Yes, all the bad things, like purse snatching. You put him in front of that bullet. So if you're looking for his murderer, just look at yourselves, each one of you. You're just as guilty. Silence! Be quiet down there. Maybe you feel lost and scared like he did. Mad at the world like I am sometimes. And you want to strike out against something, anything. But you're using Eddie's death as an excuse for violence. For your own kind of godlessness. Do you hear me? But it's not the kind of monument I want for my son. And it's not the kind I'm going to have. Now you tell Mrs. Sanders loose. Let her come into this building. Up to this apartment, alone. Then you go home where you belong. You hear me?
Are you nuts or something, Mr. Brock?
Tucky! Answer me, Tucky!
Yeah, I'm Tucky. What do you want?
Look at this. You see it? It's Mr. Sanders' gun. You see it plain, don't you? Are you going to let Mr. Sanders go, Tucky?
Yeah, you can take the side of a bond.
Well, that may be, but I'm going to say a little prayer before I pull the trigger.
Yeah, well, how do you know you won't hit my cop's wife?
That's the chance we'll have to take. I expect she'll be glad to take it the way things are. Now, I've got this gun pointed right at you, Tucky, and I'm going to count to three. And when I say three, if you haven't let Mrs. Sanders go, I aim to pull this trigger. One!
Are you kidding? You couldn't do it.
Two!
You wouldn't, would you, Mr. Brock?
It's out of my hands.
Three!
You winged him, Mr. Brock.
Yes, God forgive me.
I've got plenty more bullets left in this gun. Now, you send Mrs. Sanders in here, or I'll shoot again. Now, I may hit one, or I may hit another. But I can't help hitting somebody.
They've let her go. Oh, please, God, help her. Help her, please. She can hardly walk. I'm going down to meet her.
All right. But don't let them see you. Could set them off again.
Now, listen to me, all of you. I want you to go home. Get Tucker to a hospital if he's hurt, and then go on home.
It's been a bad day's work all around. It's left us all stinking of sin.
Now go home now and pray to God for forgiveness. If we remember how.
I'm so sorry, Mike.
Sorry, sorry.
Mike, I'm sorry.
Oh, honey, it's all right. It's all right.
I didn't know what it was.
No, it's all right. I just sat there the whole time.
I couldn't take any more.
It's okay.
Crowd's breaking up now, Mr. Sanders. Take your wife home.
Mr. Brock, I want to thank you.
No, I don't think I care to hear any thanks for what I've done tonight. Here, take the gun.
No. You can keep it.
You think I want it? You think I'll ever have use for it again?
All right, I'll take it. I'll have to turn it in tomorrow anyway.
Turn it in?
I'm through, Claudia. I'm not a cop. I never was. I want to get out of this town. I want to go away.
Where to, Mrs. Sanders? Where there are no purse snatchers, where there's no difference in skin, where there's no need for law enforcement. Well, I can tell you there's no such place, and you know it. Whether you like it or not, this town is your home, and law enforcement is your business. You're a police officer.
I don't want to be a police officer.
Look, Mr. Sanders, right now I don't know if I want to be a minister or if I'm fit to be one, but I am a minister of the gospel, and I aim to be a minister of the gospel until I die. Now, are you any less than I am?
The thing is, I just don't think I can.
Oh, go home. Go on home now. Go home and rest. You've had a terrible day. We've all had.
All right, okay. I'll try.
Mr. Sanders.
Yes.
God give you peace.
We'll be right back.
Theater 5 has presented A Bad Day's Work, starring Mr. Alan Alda and Mr. Frederick O'Neill. Written by Fielden Farrington, directed by Warren Somerville. Featured in the cast, Natalie Priest and Robert Hastings. Script editor, Jack C. Wilson. Original music by Ralph Herman. Orchestra under the direction of Glenn Osser. Executive producer for Theater 5, Mr. Lee Bowman. We invite your comments. Write to Theater 5, New York 23, New York. That's Theater 5, New York 23, New York. This is Fred Foy speaking. This has been an ABC Radio Network production.